our body manifests what the mind thinks about. Our body manifests what the mind thinks about. Our body reveals every thought we have in our mind. Whatever our mind is doing, whatever it's dwelling upon, whatever it's reveling in, that is revealed in our body. And that's what it's all about, whether we like it or not.
It's so tremendously important for us to be in charge of what we think about. What thoughts go on in our mind? What thoughts go on in our head, in our world? What thoughts go on? And it's so important for us to think about what those thoughts are, because those thoughts are the revelation of our life experience. Simple as that can be, that's what it is. The thoughts that we think about, the thoughts that we have in our mind, our body manifests whatever those thoughts are. Our body manifests that in every single way. It manifests it in health. It manifests it in happiness. It manifests it in joy. It manifests it in right relationships. Totally, totally, totally. It's up to us to really be in charge. Our body manifests, it reveals what the mind thinks about. And what are you revealing? What are you revealing? What sort of things are you experiencing in your life? Are you enjoying perfect health while all about you others are enjoying ill health? Or are you enjoying ill health while some about you are enjoying good health? But are you enjoying ill health at any time? Do you want ill health? Do you want that experience? Do you want to have that activity taking place in your life, in your affairs? Do you want that? And if you want it, then surely you're going to have it. Because whatever you're thinking about, your body reveals that in itself. Whatever we are thinking about, our body reveals that in itself. Now, what is it that we want to think about? Well, we want to think about wholeness. We want to think about right relationships. We want to think about happiness. Anytime we let any of those things come into our mind which are not harmonious for who and what we are empowering them to be what we reveal in our body, what we reveal in our life and affairs, what we reveal about us. And it's our choice, totally our choice. Now, we can be as sorry as we want for ourselves. We can be as sad as we want for ourselves that things are just not working out the way we'd like them to work out. And we can say, oh, that's not fair, that's not right, that's not good. Hey, that's not what it's all about. Everything should be beautiful in my world. Everything should be glorious in my world. Well, they run a lot of different testings and finding out what it is that people find to be the most delightful thing in their life. What is the most important thing in anybody's life? And they find what's the most important thing is happiness. And how do you get happiness? How do you have happiness in your life? You have happiness in your life by your thoughts being revealed in your body, in your world, in your affairs. Now, what kind of thoughts are you thinking in your mind that is being revealed in your body? What kind of thoughts are you thinking? What kind of thoughts are you revealing in your world? Well, you got a perfect evidence of it, of how your body is. As I walk my morning walk, and I take my dog Ruby along, and I'm saying, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I say it again and again and again, and I'm walking and I'm happy. And I look at Ruby, and I say, Ruby, you're a wonderful dog. You're a good dog. And Ruby is a wonderful and a good dog. And then the neighbor dogs come into the plane, and they see us, and they say, oh, that's a happy guy and a happy dog. And they want to be with us. And they wag their tails 100 miles an hour, and they come over, and they want to be smelled, and they want to smell, and they want to say, hey, I like you guys. You have good vibrations. You have good vibrations. You have good vibrations. You have good, hey, yeah, you have good vibrations. And where do those good vibrations come from? Well, the dogs see us happy, and they're happy. We are happy, and our world is happy. We are filled with joy, and our world is filled with joy. It's all a matter of what we want to do. It's all a matter of how we want to live our life. It's all a matter of what we feel that our values are. Now, what do you think your value is? What do you think whatever makes you go round in this world is what you want? What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Now, can you make up your mind what you think it is? Can you say that what it is beautiful and good? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. It is good and beautiful. It is fantastic and joyous. It is magnificent in every wonderful way. And of course, that's all that matters, isn't it? To have it be wonderful in every wonderful way. Are you ready to experience a world that's wonderful in every wonderful way? Are you ready to experience a world that's fabulous in every wonderful way? Are you ready to experience everything that's beautiful and good in every wonderful way? Are you ready to have that in your life? Well, then start being happy. Start thinking happy thoughts. Start thinking joyous thoughts. Start thinking beautiful thoughts. Start thinking thoughts that make you feel wonderful and good. And when you do that, then those are just the thoughts that you're going to have. Those are just the thoughts that you're going to have in your world. And if that's what you like, if that's what you are, if that's what you call forth in every way in your world, then that's exactly what you have in every way in your world. Start thinking these thoughts. Start thinking these ideas. Start believing in what's going on. Start knowing what's going on. Start living what's going on. And as you do this, what happens to you? What happens to you? You are just the most fantastic, joyous, fabulous being in the world. And everything you do is rewarding. Everything you do is very good. Everything you do is utterly outstanding. Now, can you do that for yourself? Can you do that for yourself? Can you think for yourself in every wonderful way exactly who you are and exactly what you are? If you can, then you've got everything going for yourself in a beautiful, fulfilling way. But if you can't, no matter how much you want health, how much you want joy, how much you want peace, if you're not thinking happy, joyful, peaceful thoughts. If you're not thinking happy, joyful, peaceful thoughts, you're not experiencing them. If you're not experiencing them, it's because you're not thinking about them. Our body reveals what the mind thinks about. Our body reveals what the mind thinks about. Now, what does your mind have that you are thinking about? Are you thinking about wholeness, peace, joy, harmony, happiness, love? Are you thinking about all that is good and beautiful? If you are, then that's exactly what you're experiencing. And if you're not, then you are not experiencing that. It's just that simple, just that wonderful, just that fantastic, just that joyous. Our body reveals what the mind thinks about. Our body reveals what our mind thinks about. Our body reveals what our mind thinks about. Now, what is it that you're revealing? What is it you're thinking about? You can change that thinking right now and have entirely new thinking, entirely new attitudes, entirely new ways of being, if you wish. And as you do that, everything in your world is fabulous, is glorious, is magnificent. Because you are. Claim this for yourself today. Know this for yourself today. Know that our body reveals whatever our mind thinks about. And my mind thinks about happiness, goodness, harmony, peace, joy, love, all that I want. That's what my body, my mind reveals. That's what my body reveals, and that's what I reveal. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? Now try it on yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. That's a good one. And then I'll say, I love you. I love you. I love you.